Well, we've got fun times tonight. Got a good friend of all of us, Ramon Coelho and his wife, Mary Loy. One of his daughters, Mary Lisa's here. Mary Lady's off to college or doing something. I don't remember what she was doing, making money or doing something. And then his little boy, Matthew, probably seen him running around. If not, just wait and you will. Great family, great marriage. Chad and I were just down there. He is the founder of New Generation Ministries in the Dominican Republic in the Barona province. And he's got 8 churches that are connected with him that he's founded and started and attached themselves with. Chad and I were there last month doing 2 days of a leadership retreat and some other stuff. And then we've got 10 of us going in October, back in October. So we're very connected to them, and it's just fun. Ramon is a great influence on me, so y'all need to thank him. Would not be the man I am today without Ramon, I'm sure. And Sean, can you get a second microphone? And so, Ramon, won't you come on up? I don't think you really, most people I'm sure probably know you. He does know English. He does preach in English, but he preaches better in Spanish. So Joel is going to translate for him today. So why don't he come on up, and we're just going to have fun. Be free. Do whatever you want to do.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Yes, good. Para mí es un placer y un privilegio.
It's a privilege and it's a privilege to be here.
Me siento en familia cada vez que vengo acá.
He feels part of the family each time that he comes.
Trato de venir por lo menos 2 veces al año.
He tries to come at least 2 times a year.
Y compartir con ustedes.
To share with y'all.
Y la verdad es que también quiero darle las gracias a cada uno de ustedes.
And he also would like to say thank you to all of you.
Por todo la aportación que están haciendo y la expansión del reino en República Dominicana.
For everything that you're doing to expand the kingdom in the Dominican Republic.
No solamente por sus aportaciones económicas.
Not just for the money that you've given to the ministry.
Sino por su aportación física.
But also for the physical presence.
Y también por su aportación espiritual.
And for the spiritual giving that you've got.
Muchas de las cosas que están sucediendo en República Dominicana.
Many of the things that are happening in Dominican Republic.
Es por la influencia de esta iglesia.
It's because of the influence of this church.
Así que gracias.
So thank you.
Por todo lo que ustedes están haciendo.
For everything that y'all are doing.
Verdaderamente estamos agradecidos.
We are truly grateful.
En esta noche.
In this night.
Voy a compartir una enseñanza.
He's going to give a teaching.
No voy a estar predicando, quizás poquito.
He's not going to be preaching, maybe just a little bit.
Pero voy a estar enseñando un poco más.
But he's going to be teaching.
Quiero que yo traje 2 versículos bíblicos.
I have 2 Bible verses.
Y quiero que por favor alguien los lea.
And he wants someone to read those. Can read them if they're up there, whatever. And you shall remember all the way which Jehovah your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by everything that proceeds from the mouth of Jehovah does man live. Your raiment did not wax old on you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years.
The next one.
Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably to her.
Amen. Okay. Yo quiero compartir esta lectura bíblica.
I want to teach on these verses.
Cuando supe que venía para acá,
when I knew that I was going to be coming here,
yo le pregunté al Señor qué quería que yo enseñara.
I asked the Lord, you know, what would you like me to teach?
Y el Señor me trajo esta lectura bíblica.
And the Lord gave me these Bible verses.
Pero yo quiero profundizar.
But I want to deepen.
En que antes de que esto sucediera,
that before these things happened,
el Señor le dijo a Moisés y a su hermano Aarón,
the Lord said to Moses and his brother Aaron,
vete donde el faraón,
go to Pharaoh,
y dile a faraón,
and tell Pharaoh,
que deje salir a mi pueblo,
that he let my people go,
adorar a Dios en el desierto,
to worship the Lord in the desert.
Y yo dije, pero no tiene sentido.
But I said, it doesn't make any sense.
Que Dios, que tú estés un lugar.
Que God is just in one place.
Y que tú para adorar a Dios.
And you to worship your God.
Tenga que salir al desierto.
That you have to go to the desert.
La otra cosa que me llamó la atención.
The other thing that caught my attention.
Es que el Señor le dice en Oseas,
is that the Lord says in Hosea,
que para poder hablar al corazón,
to speak to the heart,
tenía que traerla al desierto.
He had to take him to the desert.
Entonces, ¿qué sentido tiene el desierto para nosotros?
So what significance does the desert have to us?
Porque para que ocurra una adoración,
so to occur a true worship.
¿Por qué tenemos que ir al desierto?
Why do we have to go to the desert?
Entonces, ¿por qué ellos le dijeron?
Why did they say?
Deja salir al pueblo.
Let my people go.
Para adorarte en el desierto.
To worship in the desert.
Pero también hay otro versículo que dice.
But this verse also says.
Deja salir a mi pueblo.
Let my people go.
Para que celebremos fiesta a Jehová en el desierto.
So that we can celebrate, so we can have a party to the Lord in the desert.
Y yo dije, entonces en el desierto.
And so I said, well, in the desert.
Entonces tiene que haber algo.
There has to be something.
Que Dios quiere que yo vea.
That God wants me to see.
Y yo quiero compartirlo con ustedes.
And I want to share that with y'all.
Antes de que Moisés.
Before Moses
sacara al pueblo,
took the people out
de Egipto,
from Egypt,
y lo llevó por el desierto,
and he took to the desert.
Moisés duró 40 años viviendo en Egipto.
Moses lived 40 years in Egypt.
Moisés, cuando mató al egipcio, corrió al desierto 40 años.
When Moses killed the Egyptian in Egypt, then he went to the desert for 40 years.
Y cuando salió del desierto,
and when he left the desert,
que guió al pueblo a través del desierto,
when he took the people to the desert,
también duró 40 años en el desierto.
He also spent 40 years in the desert.
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que el Señor nos está hablando a nosotros a través del desierto?
So what is the Lord telling us or speaking to us about the desert?
¿Qué es el desierto?
What is the desert?
El desierto, físicamente hablando,
el desert, physically speaking,
es un lugar que por la noche hace mucho frío.
It's a place where at night there's a lot of, it's cold.
Por el día hace mucho calor.
In the daytime it's very hot.
Donde hay animales salvajes como los escorpiones y serpientes.
Where there's wild animals like scorpions and snakes.
Donde mayormente no hay agua.
Where there's not much water.
No hay vegetación.
There's no vegetation.
No hay mucha vida.
There's not a lot of life.
Entonces, ¿por qué yo tengo que ir a un lugar donde no hay vegetación?
So why do I need to go to a place where there's no, very little vegetation?
Donde no hay vida.
Where there's not life.
Para yo poder adorar a Dios.
To worship God.
Cuando nosotros estamos viviendo una vida acomodada,
when we're living a comfortable life,
cuando tenemos una buena cuenta de banco,
when we have a nice large sum of money in the bank,
cuando todo está bien,
when everything is good,
es fácil adorar a Dios.
It's easy to worship God.
Pero cuando tú vas al desierto,
But when you go to the desert,
donde no hay aire acondicionado,
when there's no air conditioning,
donde no hay un banquete,
when there's not a banquet,
donde tú estás lejos de la gente,
when you're a long ways away from
donde
people,
nadie te ves,
when where not no one sees
es el lugar donde Dios te está mirando,
it's the place where God is seeing.
Está viendo tu corazón.
He's looking at your heart.
Y está esperando.
And he's waiting.
Si en verdad tú dependes de la circunstancia para adorarle.
To see if you depend on the circumstances to worship him.
O tú estás dependiendo completamente de él.
Or you are completely depending on him.
Job lo tenía todo.
Job had everything.
Tenía carros.
He had cars.
Tenía una mansión.
He had mansions.
Tenía piscina.
He had a swimming pool.
Tenía toboganes para los niños.
He had all the places for his children.
Él lo tenía todo.
He had everything.
Pero un día Dios le dijo a Satanás,
but one day the Lord spoke to Satan.
¿Ha visto a mi siervo Job?
Have you seen my servant Job?
Él dice, oh, claro, él te adora.
And he said, oh, yes, I worship him.
Él te adora por todo lo que tiene.
And Satan said, he worships you for everything that you've given him.
Y porque tú lo tienes protegido.
And because you have protected
pero quítale
him.
Lo que tiene.
But just take everything he has.
Para ver si te va a adorar.
And see if he'll still worship you.
Entonces Dios le dijo, okay, vamos a ver.
And so, okay, let's see.
Porque yo conozco el corazón de mi siervo.
Because I know the heart of my servant.
Entonces le quitó los hijos.
So he took away all of
le
his children.
Le quitó la piscina.
He took away the swimming pool.
Le quitó los carros.
He took away the cars.
¿Y tú sabes lo que hizo Job?
And you know what Job did?
Se quitó su ropa.
He ripped
y
his
se postró en el cielo, en el suelo.
He prostrated himself
y
in the ground.
Y empezó a quejarse con Dios.
And he began to complain to God.
Porque a mí Dios.
Why?
Él adoró. Él adoró.
He worshiped God.
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que está sucediendo?
So what's happening here?
Lo que está sucediendo que el desierto.
What's happening here is that the desert.
Cuando tú lo busques en la palabra griega, en la palabra hebrea.
When you look at the word, the Hebrew word.
Significa prueba.
Desierto?
Sí.
Okay. The word desert means test.
Significa crecimiento espiritual.
It signifies a spiritual advancement.
Significa dependencia de Dios.
It signifies dependence on the Lord.
Significa pastorear.
It signifies to be I can't think of the word there. To be discipled.
Conocer a Dios y a ti mismo.
To know God and yourself.
Entonces Moisés,
so Moses,
antes de sacar al pueblo del desierto,
before he took the people out of Egypt to the desert,
él tuvo que primero pasar por el desierto.
He had to experience the desert first.
Entonces, tú es necesario que tú vayas al desierto.
It's necessary for you to go to the desert.
Aprender del desierto.
To learn from your desert.
Para poder llevar a otra persona.
To be able to take other people.
Y ayudarle en medio de los desiertos.
And help them in the middle of their desert.
Ahora yo he escuchado muchos predicadores.
I've heard a lot of preachers.
Y he escuchado mucha gente decir.
And I've heard a lot of people say.
Que Dios sacó al pueblo de Egipto y lo llevó al desierto.
And people say that God took the people out of Egypt and took them into the desert.
Pero cuando miramos la palabra,
but when we see the word,
Dios sacó al pueblo de Egipto,
God took the people out of Egypt,
pero lo llevó a través de desiertos.
But he took them by means of deserts.
No un solo desierto,
not just one desert.
Varios desiertos.
Various deserts.
Porque el problema está.
Because the problem is
que nosotros queremos llegar a la tierra prometida,
we want to get to the promised land
sin pasar por el desierto.
Without going through the desert.
Es necesario que nosotros pasemos por el desierto.
It's necessary for us to go through the desert.
Porque es en el desierto,
because in the desert,
donde va a salir la verdadera adoración.
Where we're going to live or we're going to learn true worship.
En el desierto.
It's in the desert.
Donde tú vas a conocer la voz de Dios.
Where you're going to know the voice of God.
Es en el desierto.
It's in the desert.
Que tú vas a ver quién tú eres en Dios.
That you're going to understand who you are in God.
Porque Dios lo pasó por el desierto.
Because God passed through the desert.
Para que ellos conocieran.
So that they would know.
Lo que había en su corazón.
What was in their heart.
Es cuando tú pasas a través del desierto.
When you go through the desert.
Que tú vas a ver lo que está dentro de ti.
You're going to know what's in. Say the last
one. It's inside of you. You're going to know who's inside. Oh. What is inside of you.
You're going to know what God is trying to teach you.
Es en el desierto.
It's in the desert.
Donde tú vas a crecer.
Where you're going to grow.
Es en el desierto.
It's in the desert.
Donde tú vas a poder amar a Dios.
Where you're going to be able to love God.
Porque tú vas a saber quién tú eres.
Porque you're going to know who you are.
Y quién es Dios.
And who is God.
Cuando no hay nada alrededor tuyo.
When there's nothing around you.
Cuando tú tienes que depender solamente de Dios.
When you have to depend only completely on God.
Entonces Dios lo llevó por siete desiertos.
So God took them through several deserts.
Desierto número uno.
Desert number one.
El desierto llamado Shur.
The desert is called Shur.
Shur significa fortaleza.
Shur signifies strength.
Es el lugar donde luchamos con la mente y los pensamientos y las memorias.
It's the place where we fight with our mind, with our thoughts, and with our memory.
Segundo desierto.
The second desert.
Sin. S-I-N.
The desert of sin.
Significa carencia.
It signifies lack.
Es donde pasamos por el desierto de los problemas económicos y financieros.
That's where we pass through problems with money.
El Sinaí.
In Sinai.
Significa camino de espinas.
It signifies a road, a way with thorns or spines.
Es donde hay muchos problemas a la vez.
Where there are a lot of problems at the same time.
El próximo desierto, número cuatro, se llama Paran.
Okay, the fourth desert is called Paran.
Significa cavernas.
It signifies horns.
What? No, like a cage. Like, como si fueran cuevas. Cuevas.
I'm sorry. Cuevas.
Sí, cuevas.
Perdón, caverns. I'm sorry,
yes.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Es el desierto de la depresión, la soledad y la tristeza.
It's the desert of tristeza with
depresión.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Depresión, soledad y tristeza.
Depression, loneliness and sadness.
El próximo desierto, si voy muy rápido me lo dicen.
Okay, the fifth desert.
Es el desierto de sin con Z. S I N con Z.
It's the desert of sin with a Z.
Significa lo plano.
It signifies flat.
Significa las cosas que nunca terminan.
It signifies the things that never stop.
Desierto número 6.
Desert number 6.
Yevarim se llama.
Yevarim.
Significa ruinas.
It signifies ruins.
Es temor de perderlo todo.
The fear of losing everything.
Séptimo desierto.
The seventh desert.
Anon. Río caudaloso.
A river that... Caudaloso?
Como muchas aguas, muchas
aguas. Oh, a river that's full of lots of water.
Significa que las personas y las circunstancias que van a arrastrar lo que tú tienes.
Signifies that the people are going to carry along the problems that they have.
Ahora, ¿qué tiene que ver esto con nosotros?
What does this have to do with us?
¿Por qué es necesario que entendamos esto?
Why is it necessary for us to have
Porque
this?
Muchas veces nosotros pasamos por situaciones.
Because many times we go through certain situations.
Y es Dios que nos está llevando a ellas.
And it's God who is putting us in
Te
those
voy a
circumstances.
Poner un ejemplo.
Let me give you an example.
Cuando Cristo
When Christ
fue bautizado,
was baptized,
¿verdad? Por Juan.
By Juan the,
dice la palabra que él fue llenado del Espíritu Santo.
He, in the water, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y lo primero que hace el Espíritu Santo.
And the first thing that the Holy Spirit
es
did.
Es que lo lleva al desierto.
He took him to the desert.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Te voy a explicar por qué.
I will explain why.
Hay varias razones por la cual él fue al desierto.
There are various reasons why he took him to the
Número
desert.
Número uno, cuando tú busques en el Antiguo Testamento.
Number one, when we look in the Old Testament.
Tú vas a encontrar que Moisés duró 40 años en Egipto.
You're going to see that Moses lived 40 years in Egypt.
Tú vas a ver que Moisés duró 40 años en el desierto.
You're going to see that Moses lived the next 40 years in the desert.
Y después duró 40 años guiando al pueblo por el desierto.
And after that, he spent 40 years taking the Israelites out of
Egypt. Tú te vas a dar cuenta que el diluvio duró 40 días y 40 noches. El diluvio.
Okay, when the flood came, it was 40 days and 40 nights.
Entonces, cuando el Espíritu Santo toma a Cristo,
when the Spirit came on Christ,
lo lleva al desierto por 40 días y por 40 noches.
He takes him into the desert for 40 days and 40
¿Por qué
nights.
Razón?
Why? What reason?
Porque es en el desierto.
It's because in the desert,
donde Cristo iba a ser probado,
where Jesus was going to be
y
tested,
donde él iba a pasar la prueba,
and to be able to pass the test,
donde otros fallaron,
where others failed.
¿Me están entendiendo hasta aquí?
I hope so.
Entonces, Jesús fue llevado al desierto,
so Jesus was taken into the desert,
lleno del Espíritu Santo,
full of the Holy Spirit,
y fue tentado en las mismas tres tentaciones que Adán y Eva.
And he was tempted in the same temptations that Adam and Eve had.
Entonces, esas tentaciones están, ustedes las pueden buscar en el libro de Juan, capítulo 2. La pueden buscar después.
Okay, we can look in the second chapter of John later.
Pero Jesús fue tentado en los deseos de los ojos.
Okay, Jesus was tempted in the desires of the eye.
En el orgullo de la vida.
In the pride of life.
Y la codicia.
And envy.
Son los mismos tres pecados que nosotros somos enfrentados cada día.
Those are the three same temptations, areas where we're tempted today.
Ahora, pero Cristo,
but Christ,
venció todas esas tentaciones.
He overcame all of those temptations.
Pero hay algo que yo quiero que tú entiendas.
But there's something that I want you to understand.
Que la manera en que Cristo fue al desierto,
the same way that Jesus went into the desert,
fue que el Espíritu Santo lo llevó.
Was because the Holy Spirit sent him, took him
Porque
there.
El Espíritu Santo sabía
because Holy Spirit knew
que en el desierto
that in the desert
es el lugar
is the place
donde él iba a ser tentado.
Where he would be tempted.
Pero la palabra dice
but the word of God
que cuando
says
él salió del desierto,
that when he went into the
salió
desert
bajo el poder del Espíritu Santo.
He went under the power of Holy Spirit.
Entonces hay una diferencia.
And so there is a difference.
Cuando tú entras al desierto guiado por el Espíritu Santo,
when you go into the desert guided by Holy Spirit,
y tú pasas la prueba,
and you pass the test,
tú sales lleno del poder del Espíritu Santo.
You leave full of the Holy Spirit.
¿Me están entendiendo?
Are you understanding me?
Entonces, por esa razón,
and for this reason,
hay mucha gente llena del Espíritu Santo,
there are a lot of people full of Holy Spirit,
pero no con el poder del Espíritu Santo.
But not with the power of Holy Spirit.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque no han pasado por el desierto.
Because they haven't passed through the desert.
Porque no han pasado por los problemas de finanzas.
They haven't passed through problems,
no han pasado
economic
por dificultades.
Problems. They haven't passed through difficulties.
No han pasado por carencia.
They haven't passed through lack.
Pero cuando tú pasas por esos problemas,
but when you pass through those problems,
y tú pasas la prueba,
and you pass the test,
y tú adoras a Dios aunque no tenga nada, y tú adoras a Dios aunque no tenga nada,
and you worship God even though you don't have anything,
tú vas a salir lleno del poder del Espíritu Santo.
You will leave full of Holy
lleno
Spirit,
del poder del Espíritu Santo.
Full of the power of
y
Holy
dice
Spirit
la palabra,
and the word
en el libro
says
de Lucas,
in Lucas
que él salió del desierto,
that he went to the desert
y fue a la sinagoga.
He went
y fue a la sinagoga.
He went to the synagogue.
Y tomó el libro del libro de Isaías.
And he took the book of Isaiah.
Y dijo,
and he said,
el Espíritu Santo está sobre mí.
The Spirit of God is on
el Espíritu Santo
me.
Está sobre mí.
The Spirit of God is over me.
Él tenía entonces las tres dimensiones del Espíritu.
So he had the three dimensions of Holy Spirit.
Estaba lleno del Espíritu Santo.
He was full of Holy Spirit.
Salió del desierto.
He went to the desert
del Espíritu
in
Santo.
The power of Holy Spirit.
Pero ahora el Espíritu Santo estaba sobre él.
And now the Holy Spirit was over
para hacerlo de Dios.
To do what? I'm sorry.
Para hacerlo de Dios. Para hacerlo de Dios.
To do God's work.
Y él se paró y dijo. Él se paró y dijo.
Oh, he stood up and said.
Él dijo, el Espíritu Santo está sobre mí.
The Spirit of God is over me.
Por cuanto me ha enviado Dios.
Because, and that's why the Lord has
a libertar a los cautivos.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
A sanar a los enfermos.
to heal the sick.
Cuando tú sales del desierto,
when you go out of the desert,
tú sabes quién tú eres.
You know who you are. Good word.
Moses
no podía guiar un pueblo por el desierto porque no conocía el desierto. He couldn't guide them through the desert because he didn't know that desert.
Pero él pasó 40 años en el desierto.
But he had spent 40 years in the desert.
Y conocía el desierto.
And he knew the desert.
Ahora él sabía.
He knew
lo que tenía.
What he had.
Y fue donde el faraón y le dijo.
And so he went to Pharaoh and said,
deja
let
que mi pueblo
that my people
vaya a adorar a Dios
go to worship God
en el desierto.
In the desert.
En el Antiguo Testamento,
in the Old Testament,
cuando se hacía la expiación,
when they made the sacrifices,
se escogían dos machos cabríos.
They picked two male goats.
Y venía el sacerdote.
And they came to the priest.
Y le ponía la mano a uno de los dos.
And they put their hand on one of the two.
Y ellos decidían.
And they decided
quién iba a ser sacrificado,
which one was going to be sacrificed.
Y quién iba a ser libertado.
And which one was going to be set free.
The
one that was going to be sacrificed stayed there. But the one that they let go free, they let him go to the desert. When Christ was in front of Pilate, they put two people. They put Christ and they put Barnabas. And they said, and he said, who are we going to, they said it. Right. Which one are we going to sacrifice? And the people said, of Christ, let Barabbas go. What happened to Christ in that moment? No, it wasn't an assassination. It was a sacrifice. Why? Because the priests were in front of two male goats. But they chose Christ to be sacrificed. And they let Barabbas go to the desert. The name Barabbas signifies Bar Abbas. Bar signifies father.
Abbas
son signifies son. Barabbas means the son of father has been liberated. We are the representatives of Barabbas. Christ was crucified and Barabbas went free. Christ paid for our sins to liberate us. What happened there is not something that was, that, you know, casually. The world blames, I'm not sure I understand.
The world is blaming us for the sins.
Okay. The world is blaming us for sins.
Pero ahora, Cristo,
but now Christ,
somos nuestro lugar,
he took our place
y nos dejó ir al desierto,
and he let us go into the, and he let
us to the desert.
Oh, he led us to the desert.
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que estoy diciendo?
So what am I saying here?
Lo que estoy diciendo es,
what I'm saying is this.
Que el desierto,
the desert
es el lugar,
is the place
donde nosotros, lamentablemente, tenemos que pasar,
is the place where we lament, you know, we need to go there so that we can know better the Lord, to know what's in our hearts. Now I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Going through the desert is not easy. Going through the desert, no, it is not easy. But the question is, when God let the people go to the desert, it was to test their heart. Okay, it was to see what they were standing on, what was their foundation. Many times when we go through the desert, so that we can know that a lot of times we're here and we say, oh Lord, do with me whatever you want. Wherever you want to send me, I'll go. And so God is whispering to you at 4 in the morning. And he says, get up and worship. No one's seeing you. There's no music. There are no instruments. Just you and me. And you say, no, I go to the church. When the people left Egypt, they went, but they went with a second plan. Say that. They said, if we're going to suffer in the desert, we would prefer go back to Egypt. But God, he knew what was in their core, in their hearts. And God made a plan. What was the plan of God? That when they went into the desert, there was a cloud by day, and there was fire by night. That's just another way of saying they went in a comfortable situation. But the real reason why God put a cloud during the day and he put a cloud of fire by night, it's because the people of God that left Egypt, they knew astrology. They knew how to read the sun. They knew how to read the stars. And God said, I'm going to block the sun by the day, and I'm going to block the stars at night, so that they don't go back to that. I'm ending here. So Jesus returned. He went everything. He did everything that he was going to do. He went to the cross at Calvary and died. When he was on the cross at Calvary, he said, everything is completed. Everything is finished. Say that. What did he finish? What did he finish? When he said everything is finished. This word in Greek is tetelestai. It has three meanings. Number one,
in the business.
I know what business. I'm sorry. it has a business sense.
Entonces, ¿qué significa en los negocios?
So what does a business sense signify? The debt is paid.
Estaba hablando con Marilisa mientras veníamos en el carro. Estaba hablando con Marilisa.
He was talking to María Elisa, pues. I'm sorry.
En el carro.
In the car.
Y estábamos hablando de esta palabra.
And we were talking about this very
word. Un insight que se lo voy a compartir.
And she gave me an insight that I'm going to share with
y'all.
She said to me that when a slave,
era, su deuda era pagada,
when they paid their debt,
ese esclavo,
that slave
iba por todas las calles,
went for all the and all the streets.
Diciendo, telestai, telestai, telestai.
So he went through the streets yelling, it's been paid, it's been paid, it's
soy
been,
libre, libre,
I'm free, my debt's been paid. And this is the same thing that happened to us at the
covers.
We can announce that we've been set free, the debt's been paid. We're free to worship God wherever we are. Criticize the Jehovah's Witnesses because they go from door to door. But many times we don't do that because we feel like inferior. When is the world going to hear and know from us that we've been set free? One day in Dominican Republic, a boat full of African slaves, among the Africans that were there, there was one of them that was very rebellious. Nobody buys me. Nobody buys me. And he became very rebellious. And he made an auction. Okay. They made an auction. And somebody bought him. And when they were taking him off, he began to yell, why did you buy me? Why did you buy me? So he began to hit his master, and he began to spit at his master. And he took him without saying one word. He began to do all kinds of things against his master. And the master said, you know why I bought you. Tú sabes por qué because I bought you. I bought you.
Y rompió el papel delante de él.
And he ripped the receipt for the pay.
Te compré para hacerte libre.
I bought you to set you free. That is exactly what Jesus did for us. The second thing that Jesus did. When he was on the cross and he said, everything is finished. In a legal sense. It says that the judgment has been closed. Every curse that was upon you, he paid for in the cross. The third thing that tetelestai signifies, it's a military sense. The battle has been won. Jesus came and he died. And the Bible says, the third day, he came. Okay, and afterwards he resurrected. He took his mantle and he folded it. And he put it in the tomb. Christ is going to return. Christ is coming.
No, porque la Biblia dice que él viene.
Not because the Bible says that he's coming. But in the custom of the Old Testament Hebrews, there is the custom when the head of the house is eating, and he folds the cloth and leaves it there, and he left. Those servants knew that because he left that cloth folded, that signified that he was going to return. Wow.
Dios tiene promesa para nuestras vidas.
The Lord has a promise for our lives. But it's in the desert where John the Baptist began to proclaim, prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. It was from the desert. Why in the desert? Because in the desert, where we are able to hear the voice of God, it's in the desert where we begin to learn how God moves and how He doesn't move. It's in the desert where we learn to submit ourselves to God. There are two ways to go to the desert. First way, when the Spirit moved Christ to the desert. And number two is when we go to the desert. Elijah, he had killed 450 prophets. A lady threatened him. He ran.
Como alma que lleva Cristo. As a soul Jesus drive. Salió corriendo.
He left running.
Y se escondió en el desierto.
And he hid himself in the desert. Elijah was a man of God.
Pero se escondió en el desierto por miedo.
But he hid himself in the desert because he was afraid. God didn't send him to the desert. He ran himself into the desert. When he was in the desert, he got into a cave. Remember he was staying in a cave. We talked about cavernas, passing through caverns. In that cave, three things happened. A wind came through. And he said, Elijah, this has to be God. But God wasn't there. A fire and an earthquake. And Elijah left. And God wasn't there either. And on third there was there was soft music. But Elijah didn't think that God was there. Because Elijah was accustomed to see God moving with fire, earthquakes. But God wanted to teach Elijah there in the desert that that's not his way. That God has a different way to move.
Ahora, Dios, voy a terminar en los próximos cinco minutos. I will finish in 2 minutes. ¿Por qué nosotros no logramos ver la promesa de Dios? Why we don't see the promise of God?
Okay, why do we not see God's promises?
¿Por qué no estamos viendo realizar nuestras vidas?
Why are we not allowing him to move in our lives? God said to Abraham, leave your house, leave your family, go in the house of your family, and I'm going to take you to the promised land. Abraham had to go through a desert. But what happened? Abraham, he didn't leave alone. He left with his father, I can't remember what his father's name was. Terah, okay, sorry.
Y salió con su sobrino Lot.
And he went with his nephew Lot.
Pero Lot significa,
but Lot signifies
el velo.
The veil.
Significa lo oscuro.
signifies dark.
Y tare significa,
and tera signifies
retraso.
To be to backward, delay. Okay. You will never see the promises of God. When you go into the desert, until you take the veil off, and until you when you stop delaying to obey the Lord, so the Lord will say, in the middle of the desert, leave. Okay, get out of the desert.
No, sal ahora de la tienda donde estaba.
Okay, leave the place where you are.
Y te voy a enseñar algo.
And I'll show you something.
Sal de tu comodidad.
Leave your comfortableness.
Y Dios te va a mostrar algo.
And God will show you something.
Entonces, cuando tú quites el retraso,
so when you stop delaying,
y cuando tú quites el velo,
when you take off the veil,
y te salgas de la comodidad,
and you leave the comfort, God's going to speak to you. And he's going to say, can you see all those stars? Those are going to be the same promises that God's going to give. That's going to be what your descendants are. It's not your way. It's in the desert where we learn to hear from God. It's in the desert where we're processed. It's in the desert that, where true worship comes out of us. It's in the desert where you know what's inside of you. But until you go through the desert, the mercy of God and the God's love will always be with you. Because your clothes will never wear out. Your feet will never swell. God was always with them. In the middle of the desert, God will not leave you. In the middle of your desert, God will always be with you. In the middle of your desert, God will lift you up. He will form you so that you can guide and teach others. In the desert, without a desert, there's no promised land.
I'm not going to try to follow that up.